Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
I'm not a big coffee shop fan. To me, it just seems ridiculous to pay so much for such a basic item. I can see and somewhat admire what the big coffee chains have created, though. They call it a third place. The assumption is that our first and second places are our home and our work. The only problem is that for some people, their first and second places are actually the same place. And to me, it seems rather sad that someone would rank one of their top three places in the whole of the world to be a characterless, bland, cookie-cutter coffee shop. And with this in mind, I reluctantly agreed to meet a friend at a local coffee store. I did like the location, though, as it was close to my gym. And even though I like my gym, I wouldn't call it my third place. It's simply somewhere I go, so I don't feel quite as guilty eating bagels at another place. My friend is from New Zealand, a small island off the coast of Australia, so he's hard enough to understand anyway. And what made it even harder was the extraordinarily irritating noise coming from the wheels of a cleaning trolley being pushed around by one of the coffee shop's associates. After about the fourth trolley trip, I reverted to lip reading because I simply couldn't hear what my friend was saying. And the associates seemed completely oblivious to the racket. I assume she did this several times a day and had simply become accustomed to it. She had a job to do, roll the cleaning trolley through the store and take the trash outside. Unfortunately, she seemed to have forgotten the reason why people actually come to a coffee shop. Now, not only could I not hear my friend, but I also couldn't hear the beautiful jazz music that management had presumably selected to create the right atmosphere. I could tell it was Stan Getz, but it might as well have been Iron Maiden, as this Iron Maiden dragged metal across the stone floor over and over again. Having previously worked as a regional director in leisure and hospitality, I felt obliged to bring this service challenge to the attention of the store manager. The only problem was, though, that I couldn't find one or anyone willing to take any form of responsibility. I asked one of the associates, "Are you the manager?" Her response was simply, "No." Nothing like, "No, but let me get the manager for you," or, "No, but perhaps I could be of help." So I asked another associate, same response, "No." Gosh, for goodness sake. I assume these folks have never heard of the Disney approach to customer service, which encourages employees to avoid simply ever saying the word no to a customer. My friend was keen to leave, so I asked the second associate if I could explain a customer frustration. She reluctantly agreed. I waited for her to stop looking at her phone, and I began. I explained about the Iron Maiden, but she seemed completely disinterested. I tried to emphasise how the jazz, the pleasant surroundings and the intoxicating aroma of overpriced coffee beans were being spoiled by the repeated trolley runs. It was as if I was speaking in another language. And finally she said, "Well, we have to take the trash out, and that's the way we've always taken it out." I offered two simple suggestions. Perhaps take the trash out at the end of the shift, when the store's closed, or if it must be done during opening hours, perhaps use a trolley with rubber wheels. I could tell I had her attention for a split second when I said rubber wheels, and then I lost her when she replied, "But that's the trolley that we have." And so that's how it went down when a Kiwi and an ex-Brit walked into a coffee shop last week. I'm now certain this isn't my third place. In fact, it's probably the very last place I'd go to meet another human being I actually wanted to converse with.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.